Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by Chapin Luhana, Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. It's 528, brought to you by Miller Time. Steelers improved to 6-0. Ray Fittipaldo covered the game for the Post-Gazette. Steelers insider, he wrote today, after the Steelers barely hung on in the second half, needed that Gostkowski miss to win. Ray wrote, quote, James Conner should walk into Coach Randy's office today and demand he get more rushes when the Steelers have such a big lead. Ray, your thoughts on the Steelers' game management in the second half?
Well, I love the first half, Tony, but the second half, for me, left a lot to be desired. You know, Juju told us after the game, they were playing a lot of, you know, Tampa 2, two deep safeties, taking away the big play. You know, that's going to leave you a lot of the short underneath stuff in the passing game. And theoretically, that should also leave you a lot for the running game, too. And I haven't rewatched the game yet. I'm going to do that tomorrow morning. But it just seemed to me with a 20-point lead in the third quarter, there was so much more they could have done with James Conner in that game, both with the runs and with the short passes. So, you know, a good win, but certainly not the way they wanted to finish it.
Ray, I mean, I'm just wondering what is the explanation for something like that, because I'm in agreement with you. It just felt like with the way he ran it in the first half, and I've been pretty critical of the guy at times, that he hasn't been what I think people hoped he would be, but this year he's been much better. I just felt like there was space for them to not maybe go into a shell completely, but try to run him aggressively because he was running with purpose.
Well, the game plan was to pass. I mean, we saw that on the opening drive. They wanted to take advantage of the Titans, you know, shaky pass defense. And let me say, I had no issue. I think Ben's numbers at the half, guys, were 17 for 25 and however many touchdowns he had. I did not have a problem with how much they threw in the first half, but they did sprinkle in the run. I think he had 11 runs for 60 yards. And I just think you have to manage the game a little bit better in the second half. I'm not saying, like you said, you don't have to go into a shell. You don't have to play at 100% conservative, but you could have got James Conner involved more, and you certainly didn't have to take that deep shot to Juju in the end zone that resulted in that pick. So, you know, a few things to nitpick, but, you know, listen, they're the only undefeated team in the NFL. They got another big game next week, and, you know, they got to straighten a few things up, but they're really playing very, very well.
You know what's interesting about what you just said there, Ray, about nitpicking, is that the defense nitpicked itself after the game. But I thought when it was all said and done, the Steelers' defense played better than the Steelers' offense yesterday.
I would agree with that for the most part. And I think they came up with timely plays, you know, where the offense didn't come up with those clutch plays in the second half to make that game a little bit less interesting. You know, how about that Tua play to get
right.
Tannehill – get called for that grounding. To me, that's the biggest play in that game.
Ray, how about Ben's tipped interception? The Tennessee gets it in a short field, and they go backwards and have to settle for a field goal. That was huge, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. For long stretches of that game, guys, certainly for the first half, Derrick Henry was a non-factor. And Tannehill, you know, if you would have told me Tannehill was the second highest rated passer in the NFL after watching the first half of that game yesterday, I would have told you you were crazy. They made both of those guys look below average to poor. And, you know, it got a little bit better in the second half. You know, they made some adjustments. But, yeah, I agree with you, Pony. The Steelers defense, they stepped up when they had to, and they made the necessary plays for the Steelers to get out of there with a win.
Ray, what did you think of Spillane's performance? I mean, I know he had the hit. He was, you know, Bobby Thompson shot heard round the world. Now we can have Robert Spillane shot heard round Greater Nashville. But overall, how did you think he acquitted himself?
I thought he was much more active than just the three tackles on the stat sheet would indicate. And I don't want to downplay that hit on Henry whatsoever. I mean, that was something that has been a that's going to endear him to his teammates for the remainder of the season and probably forever. I mean, that takes a lot of courage to do that against that type of back. I don't know if you guys noticed. I don't think it was after that play, but there were a couple times when Henry got tackled for losses, he just got up and he did not look confident at all. He had these big eyes like, I've never been in this situation before. So it wasn't just Spillane and Vince Williams. It was T.J. Watt coming off the edge. They put him in positions yesterday that were so unfamiliar to him that I think it really got him out of his element and got him out of his game. So great game by Watt, Vince Williams, and Spillane, even though Spillane didn't show up on the stat sheet as much as I maybe thought.
Ray, how about the Steelers had a lead the entire game, and I think Spillane played maybe 70%, 80% of the snaps. I don't think Marcus Allen played a defensive snap at all yesterday. So no, they showed their hand. It was Spillane and then Gilbert on certain situations.
Yeah, and we'll see if that changes this week against the Ravens. I also want to go back and watch that Ravens game at Heinz Field last year to see how much Bush was involved and, you know, maybe sort of see what their plan is this week's going to be. I got a feeling you're going to see Gilbert maybe a little bit more, maybe Marcus Allen, maybe Terrell Edmonds, you know, sprinkled into this game plan. But for one game, guys, against one of the best offenses in the NFL, I thought Spillane did more than enough to help the Steelers win that game.
Ray, I mean, where do you put them right now at 6-0 in the hierarchy of teams, AFC really, and league-wide? Because I've heard a lot of people positing that this is the best team in football because they're the last unbeaten left.
Yeah, I mean, listen, guys, I don't have any problem saying that. They are the only unbeaten team left. But I honestly think if you put the Steelers, Ravens, and the Chiefs as your top three in any order, I wouldn't have a problem with whatever order you came up with, you know. So I know the Chiefs lost to the Raiders. I know the Ravens lost to the Chiefs. But this is going to be a fun AFC. I mean, that game yesterday, for the Steelers to get a road win and get out of there, the potential seeding that's going to come off of that in January – and these two games against the Ravens are going to be huge. This is going to be a fun tussle down the stretch. I could see 14-2, 13-3, maybe at the worst, winning the AFC this year. So there's going to be a lot of important games here to come. And, you know, as I mentioned at the top, the top, the Steelers are involved in another one this week against the Ravens.
Right. I think they beat an undefeated team on the road, and Roethlisberger played his worst game of the season, which is a testament to how good the first five games of the year went for him. But I thought, you know, I thought after the first quarter and a half, he was bad. He wasn't good.
Yeah, I think, you know, his comment after the game that he told Tomlin, we're going to take the ball and we're going to go score. And you sort of had the idea that this was Roethlisberger's statement game. That they wanted to show that he could take advantage of a bad Titans defense. But I think we saw a little bit of the old Ben from 2018, right? The guy that wanted to fit it into tight windows, wasn't taking the check down. And I don't know if that is necessarily what this team needs right now. I mean, look,
you know, I guess this old Cowboys got a little bit left in them.
I'd rather them play it the way they did the first five games and then, you know, see how it goes. When we need you to be great, you have to be great. But
well,
I don't
Ray,
think you need to
Ray, I don't
be
think
great.
like I don't think he needs to. I think he can have it both ways. The touchdown to Deontay Johnson was a threaded needle. Like, it was a perfect throw, and he can. There is still a place in the offense for him to make those plays that are more based about his timing and his knowledge of the offense. Like, I don't know how you get it through to a guy who played within himself for the first five games that he will get tons of praise heaped on him, even if the stats aren't, like, insane, if they go deep into the playoffs or even win it all with him playing a more judicious style. I don't know how you impress that upon Ben Roethlisberger that he doesn't have to throw for 400 yards for people to praise him.
But he did it in the first five games without any issues.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, the one play, the Juju play is the one for me. Like, you know, Juju said after the game he should have caught it, but that was a risky play. And, you know, I think two other guys were open on that play and could have had a six-point lead. And, you know, maybe that game doesn't really go down to the wire like it did. But, hey, listen, I mean, he's still playing like one of the top quarterbacks in the AFC. For this Ravens game, maybe get back to what you did the first month of the season. And if he does that, I think the Steelers will be in good shape to compete in another tough venue next week.
Ray, is there any reason to be concerned about Minkah Fitzpatrick?
I don't think so, guys. Listen, Vince Williams and Spillane got sucked up on play action there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one play out of 60 or 70 or how many defensive snaps they played yesterday. It was a terrible angle. It ended up being the play that got them back into the game. But I'm not worried about Minkah. I think he's going to come back, bounce back, make a lot of big plays for this defense. But yesterday, you know, that holding call too in the end zone,
yep,
people nitpick that. That was not his best day out there.
Do you think Antonio Brown makes the Bucs better or worse?
I think potentially he can make them a very dangerous team. I think they're already very good, but there's a lot of potential for that to go off the rails down there, guys. I mean, it's obvious Bruce didn't want him and Brady sort of forcing his hand here. That's got a chance to go off the rails too. So that's 50-50. He's still a great player, I think, but
do you think they could win the Super Bowl without him? Do you think they needed him?
Well, apparently Arians thinks they're a little bit dinged up with, you know, their receivers now, and that's his excuse for signing him. No, I don't think they need him. Maybe they need it to win the NFC, you know, over the Seattle or whoever. Maybe that's their reasoning, but this also has the potential of, you know, really, you know, sending them south in the second half of the season. I was not a big fan of that.
Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider, Post-Gazette. Check out his grades in the Post-Gazette from yesterday's game right now. Thanks, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.